Hey everyone, this is Kevin.
I'm Eric.
I'm Cody.
And you're listening to Generation Gap. How's it going, guys? This is Kevin, and it's a little bit different this week. Lissa kind of took a sideline out this week. She didn't really want to do the topic that we're discussing, which is going to be video games. You know, she's not much of a gamer, but I do have my two sons, Eric and Cody, here. Guys, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
So, Eric, he's 13 now. And Cody is 10. He just turned 10 a couple days ago. But we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, video games, kind of how they were when I was growing up and like how they've become, and even some other little related issues. Actually, one that came up today. We'll start off, you know, video games kind of started out. Do you guys know what the first video game system was?
PS1?
No. It was way before that. It was a game system that started back in the 80s. It's called Atari. And the very first video game was a game called Pong. You know what Pong is?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
What's Pong? You're not sure? Okay. Okay, so Pong is a video game that they made back in Atari. All it was there's two like rectangles on the side of the screen. And they were on like a tennis thing, and yeah, a ball would come back and forth, and it'd be like boop.
Oh yeah,
boop.
Yeah,
you know, it'd go up and down, and whoever got it past the other player, they get a point, and you'd go up to 7 points. And that was the first video game played. So, for our viewers, a little bit, you know, I kind of skipped this part. Kind of tell us a little bit about yourself. Kind of tell us like, you know, what you play, like what you like to do on your free time, what's up, because they've never met you before. So, Eric, go ahead. Just let them know a little bit about yourself.
Well, in my free time, I just play, like, Rocket League, Fortnite, or, like, Apex.
Okay, you play Rocket League and Fortnite and Apex.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you like to do?
Play outside.
You like to play outside?
Yeah.
Do you like school?
No.
No? What about you, Cody? Okay.
And I play outside sometimes.
What do you really like doing other than your video games?
I really like
kind of everything we bought you during your birthday.
Oh, I love playing good soccer.
Yeah, you like playing soccer, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he's gonna start another season here soon. But that's a little bit about these two. But you know, going into that, we're gonna go ahead and ask. All right, Eric, what is the first game that you remember playing when you were a kid? Don't think too long now. You don't remember?
Halo.
Halo? Yeah, Halo's a good one. Game. Do you know which Halo you started playing with? Like, do you remember?
Like, which one?
Yeah, like, which one? Like, 1, 2, 3, 4?
It was like 1 or 2.
One or two? No, I don't think we had one when you were a little kid. I think the earliest that you probably played was, I'm guessing, probably either Halo Reach or Halo 3 might have been when you were a baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Halo 3. Yeah, Halo 3.
But I know you've played all of them because, you know, the whole Master Chief Collection stuff came out. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I'm trying not to be too big of a nerd about all this because I know I do have some viewers that don't really know about all these different video games. But, you know, if you don't really care, then, I mean, if you want, you can really kind of take a recess, kind of like Lissa, because I knew this was going to be a topic that wouldn't reach all viewers. What about you, Cody? What's the first thing you remember?
I remember playing Fortnite.
Remember playing Fortnite? That's the first game that you remember playing? And you still play it? I mean, you haven't really been in a game that long. You're 10,
it was back in the apartment. apartment, so.
Yeah, so it's been a little bit. You know, the first game I remember playing was, I want to say Sonic. The original Sonic the Hedgehog on Sega Genesis. Or actually, I might have played Mario on NES first. Do you guys even know what these game systems are?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I know the Mario.
Well, NES is a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
So it's like the Super Nintendo and stuff. It's just got, you know, it's like a square controller. It's got like B, X, A, and Y.
Yeah, I played on that before.
But yeah, I mean, those games were real cool back then. So like, I know in the past we've kind of played some stuff that's been kind of in the past for you guys, right? Like, you guys played some of my old games at your uncle's house.
Yeah.
It was a Nintendo 64. What did you play on that?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat? How did you like the graphics?
It was aight.
The graphics were great, weren't they? They were awesome. They looked amazing.
Sure.
You know I'm screwing around with this. You know they look like crap, man. But back then, back when I started playing all of it, then it was like, it was next level stuff. You would get on there and you'd be like, oh my god, these look so realistic. And now you go back and it's like blobs fighting each other. It's like, it's gross to look at. Just like the old Madden games.
Oh yeah.
Y'all remember playing the old Madden games?
Yeah.
Y'all played a little bit of that? It was like little stick figures just throwing a ball to each other. Now it's like even the coaches have the best graphics in the world when you get on a Madden game. So, I mean, it's like, it's real fun. It's weird how far games have come. How early do y'all remember playing online? Playing against people. I mean, there's a solid answer for this for both of you. How long can you remember that you've had the ability to play with people online?
Wait, what do you mean?
How long have you been able to play with people online?
Like,
since you were born, right?
Oh. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I didn't have that growing up. When I was growing up, then we had just like, you know, local games. You ever heard of Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all ever seen anybody play Donkey Kong?
No.
Because that was one of the ones I played a lot. That and, like, I played NBA Jam. That was cool because you could make your players, like, do really high jumps. And if you did a bunch of shots in a row, then the ball would catch on fire. And you could break the glass on the backboard and everything. And it was crazy. Like, you'd be doing giant helicopter moves and, you know, stuff like that. But when I was a kid, there was no online. You didn't play with people on the online multiplayer. There just wasn't one. The only way you play with people is if you invite your friends over and set up the second controller. So until I was in, I want to say 8th grade, is the first time I've ever played online. And that was with Halo 2. Because it was the first time that they put Xbox Live out there. So aside from that, I'd never played against people just on the internet because you couldn't do it back then. Now it's like everybody takes it for granted because you're constantly just like, okay, well, this game's bound to have online multiplayer. This one definitely does. This one you have to play online multiplayer. And back then, it wasn't the case. You played a game for the storyline and for the stuff that you saw in it, but you didn't really play it because you're going to be competing with other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, what are y'all's favorite games about the games you're playing now? Kind of tell us about what you're playing. Like, the biggest thing that you've been playing. I know Cody's talking about Fortnite a lot, so what have you been playing on Fortnite?
I've been playing One Shot.
What's One Shot?
It's a game where you only have snipers and there's low gravity.
Low gravity, okay. And is that online?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the objective of Fortnite? What do you do in Fortnite?
You try to win the game.
Okay, but be a little bit more specific. Is it like a deathmatch? Is it a battle royale?
Battle royale.
Battle royale. So that means what? That means
you try to kill people and
Eric, what's Battle Royale mean? I see you over there like, ah, come on.
There's 100 players and...
100 players. So 100 people. Yeah. Just think about that for a second. How far that's come from me not having anything to do with anyone online to now 100 people all around the globe. Not just the US, but all around the globe. Jump in a game together. Just to see who's the last one remaining, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That is seriously crazy stuff. What about you, Eric? What have you been playing the most here lately?
Rocket League.
Rocket League? What's Rocket League?
Well, you can choose, like, any car and sometimes earn them. And you can play, like, all kinds of mode, like soccer.
So you're in cars and soccer, it kind of be a little bit more elaborate. Kind of tell them what Rocket League is.
Like,
it's a game where you do what? It's a game where you're playing as cars.
Yeah.
That have basically rocket boosters on the back of them.
Yeah.
And it's normally like three cars versus three cars in a soccer arena.
Yeah.
And you can use that rocket boost on the back to help you fly around and hit a ball into an opponent's goal.
Yeah.
Either a ball, a puck, or a basketball. You know, they've changed the game so much over the years. Like, even think about that. Like, you guys play Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys talk about your Fortnite. How far has Fortnite come from when you first started playing it? How much stuff is different now than when you first started playing it?
A lot.
A lot? How much? What's the earliest release of Fortnite you remember seeing? Like, what season? Season 12 was the earliest you saw? You saw me playing Season 6.
Oh, I forgot you played Season 6.
Yeah, I did. But, you remember how there was, like, all sorts of different places on there? There wasn't really that many, real good players yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guns were really, really limited. There was no vehicles. Like, there was all sorts of stuff that just, there wasn't none of yet. And then, I think the only vehicle they added in Season 6 was, like...
The go-kart.
It was a golf cart.
That golf cart.
And that was it. That was all they did. So, I mean, it was like, a lot less than it is now. But, you know, like, we've been speaking kind of Battle Royale games and stuff. You know, you play the Fortnite, Eric plays Fortnite, Apex, stuff like that. What other games do you guys play? Like, is there anything that's not Battle Royale that you play?
Ark Survival World.
Okay, well, what is Ark?
It's basic game where you can, like, create your character and you can tame dinos and build bases.
Dinos, you mean dinosaurs?
Yeah, dinosaurs.
Yes, dinosaurs, okay. But yeah, so it's a survival game?
Yes.
Okay, so what all do you do in the survival game? Do you just tame dinos, or...?
You have to create your weapons, you have to get, dinos, you have to build a base, you can defeat bosses.
Don't you even have to, like, create your own clothes on that?
Yes, you have to create your own clothes, like, armor, like...
The one thing that I remember from playing that game that I thought was so stupid, but so funny, was just the fact that you and your dinos, everybody poops. Like, it just leaves poop behind. And then you can actually pick up the poop and use it as fertilizer on your crops and stuff.
Yep, and then you can make friends. I don't understand. But...
Well, that's a real life thing, to be honest with you. If you plant a garden and stuff, and then you throw, like, a bunch of, like, dog poop or cow poop or something on it, it makes it to where it grows faster. Because it fertilizes it. It's crazy. What about you, Eric? Do you play any other games other than Battle Royales?
Madden?
Okay. Well, see, Madden's come a long way. I mean, we've kind of talked about that a little bit before. You know, like I said, they were like kind of stick figures throwing a football back in the day. Like, you had a limited playbook of like maybe like 9 plays for each team. Yeah, it was real, real tame. Now they're actually picking, like, the playbook out of the team's pocket you know, and then they got all these great graphics. Even the coaches look great. Like, it's really stupid how good they've made it look. But back then, I thought, man, these are so realistic. Like, that looks just like Tom Brady. That looks just like Peyton Manning. Now you go back and look at him, it's just like a blob that kind of looks like him. Like, it's really funny. But, so yeah, that kind of covers the games they've played. I've played other games like, you know, WoW. I've played, you know, World of Warcraft. It's like a strategy game. And you just kind of like pick where your character goes. That's not a strategy game. It's a MMORPG, I think is what they called. Which is massive multiplayer online role-playing game. And, you know, you create your character and you get all these powers depending on what class you pick. It's kind of like D&D in game form. And, you know, I've played other strategy games too. Like, I played Halo Wars, where you just have, like, an army to deal with and whatnot, stuff like that. And then you say, okay, go here, and then they'll go fight the other force. And if they're better, then they'll kill them. And you try and take out everybody on the field. So, I mean, there's a lot of different games out there. But, as far as us playing all these games, I mean, the technology's gotten crazy, the buttons getting crazy, the game consoles have gotten crazy. There's like 50,000 more buttons on that controller than there used to be. That Sega had like 3. But we're gonna take a quick break, and I guess we will come back and I'll let you in on the juicy details on the stuff going down in Apex right now. It's kind of one of those things that does break the system. So we'll see you guys here in a minute. And we are back. So are you guys ready to hear these juicy details?
Yes.
On what's going on with Apex?
Yeah.
Because it both impresses me and infuriates me what's going on. So Eric, explain, because you tried to play earlier. What happened?
When I got on, I went to game modes and it showed nothing except for training.
Did you read anything that was in the description or anything? You know, like, it'll say, like, training grounds or anything like that. What does it say?
It didn't say anything.
It does say something. You just didn't read it. So, a little bit about the details on this one. Me and my wife, I mean, I still play Fortnite. I roped my wife into playing with me. She is a complete saint and angel for doing so, because she knows I really enjoy doing it, and it makes me happy. So, I mean, she's there to back me up, and she likes to play with me, and she's gotten a lot better too. So, you know, every now and again, we will sign on and we will play. Well, the babies were taking a nap, and me and my wife decided to jump on. Well, we jump in the lobby, and it's doing the same thing Eric's talking about. Same thing that you guys are talking about. You jump in, all that's there is training. It won't let you in anything. But on the bottom, there's a little description that says, go to savetitanfall.com. So a little bit of background. Do you know where Apex comes from?
Respawn.
And what universe is Apex in? It's in the Titanfall universe. Apex is a game they used from storyline from Titanfall. So they like came out with this game. It came out on drop. It's a battle royale. It came out roughly 2 years ago or so, like in February of 19 or something like that. And anyway, so it dropped that day and everybody started playing it. And they had a massive, massive fan base that came in playing Apex. Well, Titanfall has never had that fan base. It has had a popular fan base, but never to the amount that Apex had. So, recently, Titanfall servers are still online. You can still buy Titanfall 2. You can still go online and purchase it and play it online, right?
Yeah.
Well, the servers are real bad over there because there's a lot of hackers there. There's a lot of people cheating. It's to the point that if you're playing on PC on Titanfall 2, you jump in and everybody has like hacks in, cheats, mods, whatever you want to call them. And they make it to where basically the game's unplayable, because as soon as you jump in a match, there's somebody that's like shooting you from across the map, or like they can see you through walls, or they can auto aim on you, or you know, just whatever cheat they have to where they're just going to win every game because they're cheating. Well, Respawn has not done anything about that. You said Respawn is who Apex is through, right?
Yeah.
So Respawn has not done anything about that at all, because their focus is where? Where is Respawn's focus right now?
The storyline.
No, where is their focus? What game is their focus? Apex. Respawn is all over Apex. They want the one game that's just obliterating everything else they've basically made. They want Apex to rise above it all, give them all the money, everything that they can, all the fame. So they haven't even been paying attention to Titanfall servers. So what had happened was people got fed up with Respawn not taking any action to stop these cheaters on the Titanfall servers. So what do they do in return? The hackers came in and hacked Apex. So right now, Apex is hacked. So if you jump on Apex, there is you will get a message that says go to savetitanfall.com, and it's basically a site that you can go on and you can put in information to help them talk to Respawn about them trying to save the servers on Titanfall 2. And it won't let you play any games. It won't let you do anything. And the only way that you can avoid it, with the way that me and Mama wound up getting through, is if you keep going back to the main screen and keep joining until you slip past one of their servers to get into the actual game server. Because right now, Apex is hacked. You can't play it. Not unless you just slip through, and that's the only way you can get in. So they got mad and they started crying like little babies, and instead of just, you know, talking to somebody, they went and ruined millions of people's fun. They just said, if we can't play Titanfall, we're not gonna let you play Apex. Do you think that's right?
No.
I mean, I see where they're coming from. It's basically like they don't care. Like, pretend you're on a soccer team, pretend you're on a football team, whatever, right? And pretend your school has two football teams and two soccer teams. Pretend your ball goes flat. Like, the ball y'all are using is flat. Y'all don't have any other balls, just that one, and it's flat. Meanwhile, you have this other team, the other soccer team or the other football team, and they keep flattening their balls. But what happens? The coach goes and airs them up, and airs them up, and airs them up every time. But you guys are stuck with that one flat football, one flat soccer ball, whatever. What are you gonna do?
Not make it flat?
No, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna have the coach? Are you gonna try and talk the coach into doing it? You gonna go steal their ball?
No.
What are you gonna do? I'm just asking you from like actual your perspective. Like, what would you do in that situation?
Probably tell the coach.
You would tell the coach?
Yes.
Well, what happens if you tell the coach and the coach is all like, yeah, I'll get to it eventually, and he's just not worried about it? What do you do? you try and air it up yourself? Well, what if you don't have an air pump? Y'all's game is coming up. Y'all need a good ball.
That's mom, so I want to get you one.
No, there's no moms in this scenario. You gotta deal with what you got. That's basically what they did. The hackers from Titanfall 2, they came over and they stole Apex's ball. Because the coach didn't care about them. Coach would not air theirs up and let them play. And that's what they're doing right now. They're trying to make a big statement to where they're like, that team stole our ball. But they need to play. And he's all like, and they wanted the coach to sit there and think about it. AKA Respawn. They want the coach to sit there and think about it. Say, you know what? If I would just go and air up this ball, then we just have two happy teams. But instead, now we got two mad teams. Because we got one team that I've already shown them that I don't really care about them. But they have the ball. And we got the other team that I've been showing them all the love and stuff. But now they have no ball. Because they got jacked. And that's basically what's going on with Respawn right now. And Apex. So yeah, they hacked them because they want Respawn to look at them and say, you know what? We need to give these Titanfall servers some love. Like, isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
Like, really, really, from my perspective, if it gets to that point, I just stop playing the game. I'm just like, yeah, this ain't worth it.
Yeah.
I'll just go find another game to play. Yeah, so, I mean, are there any games that you guys have seen that are going to be coming out that y'all are really looking into playing? Like, really, really looking forward to. I mean, I know one for sure for me.
There was a game, Avatar, that I was looking to play.
Avatar?
Yeah.
Is that going to be coming out soon, or is that already out?
That's already out, but you can't get it because it costs $20.
Well, I mean, you can get it if you have $20. But, nah, really, like, the biggest game I'm looking forward to is the new Halo coming out, Halo Infinite. And I know it seems really biased because I've been talking about how I've started playing on Halo and stuff like that, but Halo is, it's more nostalgia for me than anything. It makes me, reminds me of my young days playing football. on Halo and playing the video games I did, you know, like, it just reminds me of times back then, times when I was younger, hanging out with friends and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was a real fun time. Like, I really enjoyed it. Just like I know I'll really enjoy this new game that's going to be coming out. Eric, you got anything you're looking forward to?
No, not really.
No, not really? Aren't you playing something else called Hyperscape? Right?
Yeah.
What kind of Battle Royale is that? I know you said you just played Battle Royales, basically. I mean, it's not as popular anymore.
Yeah. Not a lot of people really play it.
But, I mean, it's kind of like Apex and them. It's just, it moves a lot better, don't it?
Yeah, the movement's way different.
How's it different, do you think?
Well, you can double jump.
Yeah.
And double slide.
Double jump, double slide.
And you can use abilities.
Yeah, I mean, you can use abilities in those other games too, but I think those abilities are a lot more prominent in that one. Like, you can use them a lot more.
Yeah, there's like all kinds of abilities you can use.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm just blown away with the way that games have become. You guys got any questions about me playing games back in the day? Anything that you want to know that's different, or
I want to know, like, about the controllers back in the day. I want to know, like, what they look like.
What they look like?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can start at that Atari. All it was a joystick.
What?
It was just a joystick with one button on the top. That was it.
Just
it's just a joystick. That's it. Just one joystick. So, the Atari was just a bunch of different little tiny games. You know, you had that Pong game I told you about. Pac-Man was one. And then you had like Galaga, and that's one of the ones that you'd use that button for, because you'd go left and right and the button would shoot, and that's it, left and right and shoot. And then once we got past Atari, which, I mean, I wasn't alive in the Atari era. I have played Atari, but I wasn't doing all the Atari stuff. I started kind of like SNES or the Sega, and those were like these pretty big, like circular looking ones like that, and they would have a D-pad on one side, and they would have three buttons on the other, and then you have start and select, and that's it. So it's like you'd have like A, B, and C. Those are your three buttons. Like, you didn't have triggers or nothing. And then the SNES was just a square controller, and it had four buttons on this side and four buttons on that side. So it's like you'd have X, B, Y, and A, and you would have just the directional pad on that side. But most games that you saw were like side-scroller games. That way they didn't have to have a 3D effect to them. You know, so basically they'd be just like flat pieces going side to side, kind of like Mario.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it was a really, really cool time. But I really enjoyed it. The games were real nice. The time spent was nice. But I honestly think that the video game world is 10 times better now. You know, you have crazy stuff. You got stuff that's like you can be in a virtual reality now. You can put a headset on and be in the game. And that's something that when I was growing up, you could only ever dream of. Like, you could not even have that thought in your head. That's something that came out of a sci-fi movie, and I think it's great that all this different stuff is going on with it. But it looks like that's about the time we have today, so I'm gonna go ahead and hit you guys with my dad joke of the day. Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
All right. I had to think long and hard, and I'm sure Liz is gonna be shaking her head somewhere because she always thinks that my dad jokes suck, which is weird because I'm the dad. But all right, so here we go. Why did the wheat think that it was better than everything else? Because both of its parents were purebred.
Oh.
It's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
But all right, I'm gonna go ahead and roll us out of here. I want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode of Generation Gap. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, then be sure to leave a positive review to help our podcast grow. Be sure to stop in every Monday at 8 a.m. Central, where we will continue to discuss hits, trends, and media, and so much more related to our generations. Thank you all, and we hope to see you all there. All right, guys, we thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.